brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Punch out of here, and Sybil will be here till about 15 after. She's doing like an hour with us on Monday during the InfoWars Nightly News. I think it's David Knight doing it. We're going to show the Brzezinski documents, where they laid all this out, this plan in 1979, where they've made public statements since then. That's why she's so frustrated. I can hear it in her voice. It's all laid out. It's all admitted. The globalists run Al-Qaeda. They created it. They're giving them Libya and Syria. They'll say Iran is Al-Qaeda, even though it's Shiites. They just have, oh, Muslims are bad. Let's blow up Syria. Oh, 9-11. Let's blow up Iraq. That's how dumb they think you are. And so she'll be with us this little segment about 5 minutes into the next. But next Monday, I want to have the crew get clips from the video she talked about, her Boiling Frogs post, where a week before all this came out, she laid it out. Because she was an insider for years listening to this in the caucuses, into the stands, and she knows. I mean, it's all run by the CIA. It's all run by the globalist. So, Sybil, finish up. You've got the floor. Then the guys will take you out to break and interview you in the next segment. And then they've got Syrian Girl on to expose it from another perspective. This is just really incredible. Well, so, Sybil, go ahead and finish up. Yeah.
Yes, so as I was saying, with this now we are going to see a big-time international plot for Russia starting this crackdown operations with the factions in Chechnya and in Dagestan region. And again, we need to also watch Georgia very, very closely with this, because about a week before, 10 days before Boston terrorist event, Russia sent the United States a very strong, also simultaneously cryptic message saying, we really don't like what you have been doing with Georgia, and that is Georgia is in line to become a NATO member. And we had this joint military exercise with Georgia right there on the border. And again, if you go to the map and you look at Georgia's borders, what you're going to see is you're going to see Dagestan and Chechnya, exactly the region that suddenly became the hot region after the incident. So that's extremely important, too. As far as Iran goes, I haven't put that analysis out. It's going to come out on Monday. I believe as part of this back deal with Russia, we are going to put this whole Iran situation on hold. We're going to hear a lot of more of these talks with the United Nations, and nothing is going to happen on Iran, at least I would say for a year or longer. However, in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see the finish up with Syria, and you're going to see further internal domestic crackdown from Russia towards the factions in Dagestan and Chechnya. And one other thing I want to talk about, I haven't talked about it before, but for the past several years, what I have been getting both from my sources in Turkey, but also some intelligence sources here, has been the fact that Zawahiri, Ayman Zawahiri, has also been in this region. He is not in Pakistan. He hasn't been residing in Pakistan. And here's one prediction I'm going to make, hypothesis. I'm not calling it a theory at this point. The hypothesis I'm going to put forward here is we will be hearing about Zawahiri and pursuit of Zawahiri in the region, which again, as they laid the ground with the Boston incident, they made it the hot terror cell, and we're going to be hearing U.S. pursuing Zawahiri in the region. And I'm saying it today on April 26th here on your show, during your show, Alex.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Edmonds. I'm Jakari Jackson and David Knight filling in for Alex while he's on the road. We'll have you back just in 1 second on the next side. But first, David Knight, real quick, what do you have?
Well, I really appreciate you filling this in, Sybil, because we were talking about some details at the beginning of this. And sometimes we look at the really close, tiny details like the colors of backpacks and the feasibility of the government story. And that when we do that, we kind of try to get people to look at this and examine the official story. But what you've done is you've given us a larger context. You know, we were looking at the official story, whether there's bombing drills, that sort of thing. You bring it out to the larger picture. And
okay,
really
we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Jakari Jackson and David Knight filling in for Alex. I said, Alex, have a good vacation. Alex Jones doesn't take vacations. He just has days when he's not in the office. Our guest is Cybele Edmonds. And Ms. Edmonds, we definitely want you to get to your other points. But first, can you clarify some of your statements earlier? You know, not everybody carries this third segment. So if you had 4 minutes, just give us your quick rundown, and then we can get to the other points that you have on this topic.
Well, again, I don't want to undermine the work, the great work you have done and other people have done in terms of pointing out to all the inconsistencies as they relate to the incident itself. You know, how there was a suspect carrying gun, was the arm, the backpack, as you pointed out, extremely important. It's just all of us together taking those inconsistencies, okay, putting together with the bigger picture, and then following the events as they unfold after the incident. Very, very, very similar to 9/11. And to do that, you know, with a logical, cool-headed way. And of course, as with all terror events, you have, for the government, for the powers, really positive externalities. And what have been the positive externalities here with the incident? And number one, the government and the powers successfully had a test run for their martial law climate. And they took Boston and they implemented it in a pretty large scale, I would say, considering we were talking about just one teenager, 19-year-old, on the run. He has never had paramilitary or military training, and now we are hearing that he was not really armed, and we stormed houses, we shut down stores. So, unfortunately, this was a very successful drill. This was the real drill for the government and for the powers, for the police state, and very unfortunate because of the reaction we saw not only during the event, but also afterwards from people in Boston. I am really troubled by the fact that the test result shows that our nation is ready to be graduated in the, you know, the graduation level of police state. I don't think you can get really any further than that.
Absolutely. You know, I think, this is David Knight. How are you doing, C-Bell?
Okay,
I think it's real important to look at, like you said, the details to see if this is a contrived narrative. But as you just pointed out, they have a domestic agenda that they're after. That is a military martial law type of police state. We saw that very clearly, and we call that from the very beginning. You're bringing in a larger international agenda, which we see also with the war in Syria, that sort of thing. And you provided us information about what you think might be possible motivations. You know, we had a lot of information leaked by the Russian government that the FBI and the CIA were not giving us. And so, you talked about that motivation. A lot of people didn't catch, a lot of stations don't cover the earlier hours. So could you recap that very briefly and just give us a quick recap of what you see as Russia's motivation in this, in the broader context of the Syrian war coming up?
Because the three main objectives here have been, number one, Russia has been consistently for the past over a year the biggest obstacle for our invasion of Syria, okay? And to remove that obstacle, and that is Russia, and you're going to see this, especially with this Syria WMD a la Iraq, Russia is going to step aside, kind of give us the green light saying, fine, I'm not going to be an obstacle, go ahead, invade Syria. For Russia, Russia has been determined to drastically crack down on the factions, and these are our people. These are United States governments. This is the CIA and NATO as part of Operation Gladio that started after the fall of the Soviet Union. That's why we call it the Operation Gladio Plan B in Central Asia and Caucasus, taking various factions, radicalize them, train them, arm them, direct them, and use them as terrorists against Russia. We are doing it to a certain degree in Chinese border of Xinjiang. Some people know this area as Uyghuristan or Turkestan. If you look at the uprising there, the radical Islamic terror cell, again, right now we are not talking about it. Right now they are freedom fighters. Right now they are the minorities that China is repressing. But one day, maybe based on a deal with China, we will have them, put them on the map as terrorists. But currently, they are our guys there. And so for Russia, it's going to be applauded. This news just broke with Russia arresting over 140 radical Islamic terrorists from the region. These are the Dagestan Chechnya-related factions within Russia. And we're going to hear more. We're going to hear U.S. Congress applauding it, U.S. intelligence agencies, U.S. media is going to applaud, and of course the majority of the Americans who are only exposed to the mainstream media, and they're only getting one-sided, made-up narrative from the mainstream media.
Absolutely.
They are going to applaud it as well. Again, another unfortunate reality on the ground.
You know, when you're talking about that, how in one area now the Islamic terrorists, future Islamic terrorists, are now called freedom fighters, just as we've seen before. And there's a famous quote from Henry Kissinger. He said, "We have no permanent allies, only permanent interests." And right now what they're interested in is going to war with Syria. We saw that talked about several years ago. And so we need to put that in the broader context. We need to see how they're using these Islamic groups as cutouts, as motivation and justification for their permanent interests. At one point, there are allies, and then there are, sworn enemies. And we see this happening over and over again. And then domestically, we also need to turn back to Henry Kissinger when it was just leaked with WikiLeaks. His comment said that the illegal we do immediately, The unconstitutional
is
more difficult, takes a little bit longer. That's what we see happening domestically. So we need to look at Henry Kissinger for really kind of the backstory of what's going on domestically and internationally.
You are referring to the great game, and I think this is a good point to emphasize one fallacy out there that is being emphasized by people like Shore, you know, the ex-CIA, still CIA guy, and a lot of quasi-alternatives that pose as alternatives, real alternatives, and that is this whole notion of blowback. I really caution people against thinking that way. Let's say even if 9/11 was a blowback, which it was not, okay, I'm a big believer of that based on all the facts that we have, you would think, okay, you know, fool the government once, U.S. government, shame on them, and fool them twice, shame on the government. You would think that would stop this terror creation through using radical Islam in Central Asia, Caucasus, Xinjiang area of China. We have been continuing this after 9/11. So this whole notion of blowback, I mean, you either have to say all these guys, including Kissinger and Brzezinski and all these neocons and CIA, they are so dumb and so naive that they keep doing the same thing, and lo and behold, it blows back right in our face and we get terror events. Or you have to change this notion of blowback, and I urge people to look at the context, to look at the history, to look at the last 35 years, look at this recent event and the analysis we have been putting, and then ask yourself, does it really look like blowback? Because this is like the second tier justification. The first tier, okay, you know, the people are saying this was a genuine event. These guys were radical guys who caused the Boston terror. Then you have the second tier imposters who are coming and they're talking about, well, it's blowback, and they're coming out already saying, you see, this is what happens when you say, you know, have some joint partnership for a while with some groups, and whether it's Chechnya, it comes back and it haunts us. Well, that is as false as the scenario one, the official narrative. It is just the support, and again, it's distraction. So I urge people to remove themselves, again, step back, look at it, and you see that, come on, you know, how many blowbacks are we going to have? I mean, nobody is learning here. This is not a blowback, as 9/11 was not a blowback.
You have to, at some point, say, are the people who want to protect us, are they Keystone cops, or are they, you know, kind of sly like a fox? I mean, you know, there's, you know, if they're so incredibly incompetent, that's one argument. But then the other thing is, as you're pointing out, and let's recap for people who are just tuning into this hour, you're saying this because you worked at the FBI, and as you told Alex, there'd be many times when you would be following somebody and the CIA would come in and basically take you off the case, take people at the FBI off the case. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, not once, not twice, not three times. We had valuable suspects right after 9/11, and with the State Department, you know, it's like CIA, aka State Department, stepping in and saying, no, we want to deport these guys, send them back. We don't want them to be interrogated. Certain active investigations by the FBI's counterterrorism and counterintelligence operations investigations being shut down, completely being shut down per pressure from State Department and the CIA. Now, officially, just for the people's benefit, they cite sensitive diplomatic relations, and they, as they cited in my case, when they invoked the state secrets privilege, they said, if this woman gets to talk, if her case goes through Congress with a hearing or goes through court, it will be detrimental for certain sensitive diplomatic relations United States has. Of course, people right away jump the gun, and they're just talking about Saudi Arabia or Turkey, and all along I've been talking about it's not that. It is that a certain FBI investigations, counterintelligence, not counterterrorism investigation, that covered the period 1996 till 2002, dealt with NATO CIA operations in Russia's Caucasus and Central Asia, recruiting, training, radicalizing, arming, making them, turning them into terrorists, okay, to use them against
Russia. Okay, Ms. Edmonds, we have to go to break. Are you available for just a few more minutes? I know your time is busy, but can you do
sure.
a few more
Let's
minutes?
Let's go to 11:30 my time. We have 9 more minutes.
All right, great. All right, we'll be right back with Ms. Sybil Edmonds, or Sybil Edmonds, excuse me. I'm Jakari Jackson, David Knight for the Alex Jones Radio Show. We'll be right back.
bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you Welcome back
to the Alex Jones Radio Show. Jakari Jackson, David Knight filling in. Alex is on, well, not vacation. He's just out of the studio for a few days. Our guest is C-Bell Edmonds. Now, Ms. Edmonds, I have a question for you. Earlier when you were talking to Alex, you mentioned that the CIA was very interested in the older brother, of course, referring to the Boston bombing suspects. Why was he so ideal, and what does the CIA look for when they're recruiting?
Sure. Let me give a personal example of how they recruit, and a lot of times CIA recruits under the label State Department. In 1997, while I was pursuing my degree in George Washington University, one of my professors, okay, after class asked me to stay behind and said, look, you know, with your languages, Turkish, Farsi, other Turkic languages such as Azerbaijani and having multiple passports, etc., you would be an ideal candidate for the State Department, and I know they are very interested in having you work for them. Okay, and what it was that I found out, basically it was through State Department, it was the CIA. Because look, you when you have the linguistic abilities, okay, you know the religion, or you know the target religion, which is Islam. You look the part. Well, that is the perfect CIA operative for that part of the world, whether it's the Middle East or Central Asia and Caucasus. I mean, you get a John Doe with blue eyes and blonde and a thick American accent and no language. Come on. And, you know, these people can be easily identifiable, and people around the world, they know by now that, okay, through our embassies with WeSpy, through our NGOs, which is for Central Asia Caucasus for Russia, this is why Russia shut down all these U.S. NGOs, that's the number one CIA grounds for operations, and that is both the terror operations, but other operations as well in this region, Russia and Central Asia through NGOs. So Russia was very smart with shutting down these NGOs, because these NGOs are all our CIA. So again, people there, they know that that's the fact, so they watch out. So what is the best way for the CIA to have people on the ground to do the work, to take care of some of the operations, yet blend in, you know, yet not raise that much suspicions? And you have to also look at the nationalistic aspects of people within the region too. No matter what, even if, let's say, they hate Russia, they are wary of the United States. They know that, okay, the United States supporting them or asking them or training them or carrying out operations with them, it's not for the best benefit of those factions, those minority groups, those Islamic cells within the region. It is for the United States benefits. So they tend to trust people who look like themselves. You know, they have, they share the religion with, they share the language with. Therefore, they are very active. This is the CIA within the university campuses, and I believe that's where they recruited the older brother. That's the likely place. I'm not putting it as fact. I'm putting it as a high likely possibility, as it occurred in my case. And he would be the ideal CIA operative candidate there, a conduit to further certain things that will be much easier to do with your average John Doe Americans. And same thing is true with Afghanistan. With all over Middle East, we do that a lot. And number one recruitment places are the universities, the college campuses here in the United States.
Absolutely. He fits more the profile of that type of person than he does a terrorist because of his family relationships. And like you said, the multiple languages, that sort of thing. And even the lifestyle that he's living. I mean, no, it's, as Alex had talked about it, very secular lifestyle. Now, you know,
carrying Russian passport, that's extremely important. Carrying Russian passport is very, very, very important.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking at the bio for your book here, Classified Woman, the Sybil Edmonds story. And one thing really stuck out at me here. It says, having lived under Middle East dictatorships, Edmonds knows firsthand what can happen when government is allowed to operate in secret. I think, you know, so many times we've talked to people who have lived under foreign dictatorships, whether they're coming from Eastern Europe or some other place. And those are the people who see the hallmarks of what's happening here. And I think that's basically what gives you the guts to speak out on this, that maybe an American would look at the same situation that you saw. An American would say, this could never happen in America. This is America. This can't happen here. You've lived under it. We've seen other people who've come here from Poland, from Germany, from other places, and they say, we've lived under it too, and we see it happening and being repeated here.
Absolutely. I mean, you aced it there because the reason that this is a reality for the Americans, number one, of course, is the mainstream media. When you look at Hollywood, even when you look at the textbooks, the history books in the United States, universities, high schools, it all has this illusion of, you know, like during the World War II with Hollywood. When American soldiers come, they hand out Hershey bars, you know, and then the people are throwing flowers. You're liberating us, liberating
Absolutely.
Us. Love you.
We're the good guys. We can do no wrong. That's right. Thank you. We're going to continue this discussion on Monday.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GC LCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports and violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Yeah, Mr. Schwarzenegger is going to give you what you want, or what he thinks that you want. He doesn't want you to go out and buy violent video games, but you can go see his latest blockbuster where he shoots somebody's head off, and that's perfectly fine. Anyway, if you're looking on PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com/listen, you can see the FBI special agents page, and this was something we were alluding to in the first hour. And I just want to show people, you can see right there, FBI.gov, and we'll scroll down here to number 17, and this is just a point I was trying to prove earlier. I want to be an FBI profiler. First, you need to realize the FBI does not have a job called profiler. So the next time you see that on your big box network, just keep that in mind. There is no such position. And also, real quick, guys, if you can stay right there.
Or the next time CNN rolls it out as their expert weapon.
Yeah, this is your FBI expert profiler. FBI profiler. And this is something that Alex was alluding to as well. Obama promises abortion not going anywhere. That's an article on Infowars.com. So you can go there and see it for yourself. Now, David, you have some comments about the Ron Paul interview.
Yeah. Oh,
and also we have Syrian Girl in just a few minutes. Go ahead, David.
That's right. You know, one of the things I appreciate about Ron Paul is he always focuses on the bedrock issues. Yeah, he focused on the Fed because it's such a central issue, our money and the soundness of our currency. And it has tentacles into so many other things. Mm-hmm. Education is that way as well. Education is a bedrock issue. Education is the future of our children. If you can grab them, and every tyrant has said this going all the way back to Plato, if you can get the kids at an early age, they own them for life. Don't let them have your kids. Don't let the government schools take your kids. Take them back from people. Why is education a bedrock issue? Just look at this lockdown in Boston and the reaction of a lot of people to that. Mm-hmm. Children are being conditioned in schools for lockdowns. It didn't happen when I was in school.
It happened when I went to school. Our lockdown protocol was we're going to line up against the wall right where the killer would walk by and just spray the wall, and he's going to shoot all of us.
That's right. But if you go back and you look at the writings of the people who set up our government educational system, people like Mann and Dewey, they were very clear about what their purpose was. They were very clear about the schools. And just as we look at some of these things and say, wow, look at this, Homeland Security is not working and the FBI is not working and they got all these people at the finish line, but this still happened anyway. Wow, these guys are incompetent. We need to give them more power. We need to lose more freedoms. And then you look at it and you say, maybe that wasn't the design at all. Maybe they weren't really trying to stop this. And you got to look at the same thing in schools. People say, Johnny can't read. What's the problem with this? Well, the government schools, that was never their first priority. That was the way they were sold to the parents. Mm-hmm. The parents wanted that, but that is not their priority. Their priority is to make the citizens passive. It is to make them dependent on the government. It is to make them see the government as God.
Oh, yeah.
And, my wife has a master's degree in education. I took care of the religion and the politics stuff for my sons because I didn't want to be a slave of sin or a slave of government. And that's what we're looking at here. You know, the difference is the government looks at education as a way of filling a bucket. Mm-hmm. You are a passive bucket, and they're going to stick information in you. We look at education as lighting a fire. We're trying to give our sons, our daughters, the tools to educate themselves, the interest to pursue something, and the freedom to pursue it, which you don't have in school. So if you've got kids in school, even if you can't work out how to get, if you're a single parent or something, you're having a difficult time working out how you're going to do homeschooling, because it is very difficult even with a two-parent home, still look at this curriculum, because this is something that you can put
the
in
the Ron Paul curriculum.
The Ron Paul curriculum is going to be coming out in September. This is something where you can fight back against the indoctrination that they're getting in school.
And it's a lot of indoctrination, just like Alex talks about often. Your kids go off to school, and how many guns do your parents own? Are they on any type of medication? I mean, how often do you go on vacation and all these other little things? Just be a snitch, do what the state tells you. Like you said, the state is God.
See something, say something.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't come out and made the kids believe that yet, we are God. I wouldn't be surprised if they do that sometime soon, though. But anyway, guys, let me know when we have Syrian Girl up, and we'll go to her. Okay, so we have her right now. Syrian Girl, popular YouTube channel. I believe it's the Syrian Girl Partisan channel. She joins us now to talk about all things Syria. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on. Okay, I want to start with this article right here. And once again, Jakari Jackson, David Knight filling in for Alex Jones while he is on the road. U.S. intelligence points to small-scale use of sarin in Syria. And I want to get your comment on this, Syrian Girl. Numerous questions remain about the origins of the chemical and what effect its apparent use could have on the ongoing Syria civil war. When asked whether the intelligence community's conclusion pushed the situation across Barack Obama's red line that could trigger more U.S. involvement in the war, Hagel, that is Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, said it was too soon to tell. But then we have this other article from Politico. Some lawmakers told last week about Syria and sarin, and it has John McCain, everybody's favorite John McCain, saying that we need to have intervention in Syria and also need to arm the rebels. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, this banter about chemical weapons has been going on for over a year now. The U.S. Saying that it's got a red line on their use and accusations flying about their use. A high-level source, actually, within the opposition told me that he was approached by the U.S. State Department with a cash offer in exchange for claiming a hoax chemical weapons story. This was months and months ago. And he added that recently he saw the victims of bodies of supposed chemical weapons attacks in Syria, and that he believed that those fighters died due to accidental discharge of makeshift chemical weapons that the FSA have themselves created. And, you know, there's been actually examples of the FSA, which is the rebels or insurgents, which is a more accurate term for them, have been using makeshift chemical weapons in Aleppo. And Channel 4, Alex Thompson covered this, and many people, many civilians were hospitalized as a result. But it wasn't sarin, because the symptoms didn't have the telltale signs of that. There was also videos that came out, and I think InfoWars covered this as well, of rabbits being killed by the FSA who were mixing chemical weapons. Mm-hmm. So there's some evidence that the FSA themselves are manufacturing their own chemical weapons and using them. The reason that this guy in the opposition didn't go along with this U.S. State Department request is he wasn't convinced of their intentions to really intervene in Syria, because they have never said that what they would do if their red line is crossed. And so this is still the case, so I would urge this person to come forward himself. But I think that the U.S. agenda, potentially they have plans to intervene, but perhaps they just want to set a precedent for real chemical weapon use, and the end agenda being to just further create more destruction. Because if you let the, you know, rabbit out of the hat, then that's it. Then, you know, it increases the likelihood of chemical weapons really being used.
Were you able to hear? I think we got an echo going back on the line there. But were you able to hear the interview that we had with Sibel Edmonds earlier?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't able to.
Well, she had a very. We spoke to her, and she had a very interesting take on both the Boston bombing and what's going on in Syria, kind of tying them together. And in her opinion, she said that she thought that this information that's coming out of Russian intelligence services linking these suspects and the bombing to foreign CIA involvement and that sort of thing, she believes that Russia has been the main obstacle to our involvement there in terms of nations. She believes that kind of a backdoor deal has been struck between American intelligence services and Russian intelligence services to essentially demonize Chechnya and give Russia a free hand to work there, while giving us a chance to move into Syria because Russia is no longer opposing us. What do you think about that?
I don't think that Russia is going to make a deal that sells Syria out, not at this point. I think that there's definitely something going on with Chechnya being labeled as the culprit behind the Boston bombings. I mean, the reason that Russia is supporting Syria at the moment is because there's some very radical Chechens coming across the border into Syria, and they just started their own platoon. So to radicalize the Caucasus and the Middle East threatens Russian sovereignty. And when I say radicalize, I mean create like an Islamic extremist ideology and is foster it like they did with Al-Qaeda. This is a threat to Russia, and this is what's happening in Syria. So, of course, Russia is going to oppose. That's one of the reasons Russia is opposing U.S. presence in Syria. Now, as for a backward deal, it's possible.
The reason she said that was because now what you're saying is that the Russia is concerned about Chechen influence in Syria is one of the reasons that they're standing against involvement there. What she was saying, and she had predicted this a week ago, was that Russia would make a major move, that they were being held back because of public opinion against them coming down too hard on Chechen rebels. And here we are in the intervening week as more and more details have come out, and as we've heard, this constant drone in the news media about Chechen Islamicists, that now Russia has been emboldened, as Sibel had predicted, and just in the last day or so has arrested 140 people associated with Chechnya and Moscow. So that was kind of tied into what she was saying, you know, explaining the reasons why the Russians would be releasing all this information about CIA involvement with the brothers and them being used as Chechen rebels.
You know, I think with the Boston bombing, with the brothers, from the evidence I've seen, I have doubts that these guys were Islamic extremists at all. Mm-hmm. Just by the way that they dressed or the way that their Twitter feed was, it's really doubtful.
And that's very important, Siren Girl. Can you elaborate on that? Why you have doubts?
Well, if you look at the dress of the Al-Qaeda style of terrorism, this might be superficial, but they usually have a beard and no moustache, mm-hmm. and that's because they follow a very specific sect of Islam called Salafism or Wahhabism. Mm-hmm. And this is the case, you know, if it's not just a beard and no moustache, then at least the beard. And neither of the two brothers had that. And it just seems bizarre because it doesn't fit the bill of what...
Exactly. Alex has pointed out that they had a very Western appearance and Western attitudes, that sort of thing. And but, of course, here in America, it's very difficult for us to talk about those kind of nuances and get the American public to understand it. They don't understand the difference between Sunni and Shiite, for example. So it's, you know, when you talk about Wahhabi Islam, they don't understand that distinction either. So for the official government narrative, it works very well for them to just point out these guys were Islamicists. You know, that's it, period.
Just because of where they come from, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
For Russia making a backdoor deal with the U.S. regarding Chechnya, I don't see Russia selling Syria out. Just the position that they've taken up to this point is very hard to back down from.
Mm-hmm.
If they sold anything out, it wouldn't be full blown intervention. I still have my doubts that it would come to that. So perhaps this is more to do with political pressure. You know, this mm-hmm. claim is coming also at a time where the Syrian military has been making sweeping advances in both Damascus and Aleppo, and it could just be a sign of desperation. Mm-hmm. You know, and in the first place, the claims are coming out of Israel, and that's not exactly a neutral party when it comes to Syria. Syria and Israel have been enemies since Israel's inception. So, and Israel stands to gain the most out of a rebel or insurgent victory in Syria, as it would drive a wedge between Syria and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And Netanyahu said so himself. So it's no surprise that Israel is the one trying to push for intervention by the U.S. in Syria.
Well, it certainly bears close inspection. And as we've seen before, and we've pointed out, just as we see with what we believe are domestic false flag operations, you know, we see a drill going on at the same time, at the same place of a terrorist activity, mm-hmm. With exactly the same MO and that sort of thing. We see the government doing certain things over and over again. And one of the things that we see them do when they want to have a war is to bring up kind of bogus charges of weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
We've seen this done, for Iraq. We've seen it done a year ago. As you mentioned, this is a narrative that is being hyped up yet again in the last day or so. And we've already kind of covered this ground quite a bit once before, even in Syria.
Absolutely. You know, and the ironic thing is, after the United Nations went through and found no chemical weapon evidence in Iraq, the U.S. attacked anyway, and then proceeded to use chemical weapons in white phosphorus over Fallujah in Iraq. So really, this whole thing is not about chemical weapons. It's not about humanitarianism.
Right.
It's about finding a way in.
Tell us a little bit about the charges last year and how that boiled down. Can you kind of recap that for our audience?
The charges last year of chemical weapons use.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the charges, the allegations of chemical weapons use last year.
There has been so many allegations. At the beginning, there was just some threats issued by the U.S., you know, in case you use chemical weapons. And there was one, I'm not sure if it was last year, it was a few months ago, where there was a few hundred injured civilians in Aleppo that had inhaled some kind of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them had suffocated to death.
Mm-hmm.
But the gas itself wasn't sarin, which is the most likely weapon that Syria would possess.
Mm-hmm.
Sarin would is a nerve agent, and it's a lot more potent. And even people working with the wounded would be overcome by its effects. And that's not the symptoms. So I suppose none of the accusations have been able to stick. And I think this is another one of those. I mean, what evidence do they have? Chuck Hagel said that, you know, at the beginning he was saying there isn't enough evidence.
Okay, hold on to that thought, Siren girl. We have to go out to break, and we'll come right back with that thought on Chuck Hagel. I'm Jakari Jackson, Dave and I filling in for Alex Jones, who's out on the road. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Siren girl right after this.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jones Radio Show, Jakari Jackson and David Knight filling in. Now, we have an article on Infowars.com. U.S. unveils Iraq WMD curveball style lies versus Syria. So, we have Syrian girls still on the line. And also, Syrian girl, I want to ask you, we saw an article a couple of weeks ago about a young child carrying an AK-47 in Syria. I'm sure you saw that video as well.
The 10-year-old boy, 8 years old.
Yes.
He was smoking a cigarette and carrying an AK. Actually, there's been so many examples of children being used as soldiers in this war. You'd think that the crew of Invisible Children who made Kony 2012, that propaganda, to have some comments about it. But
I was talking a lot about that a couple of weeks ago on the InfoWars Nightly News, and I was like, where are all the Kony people who are so concerned about those, concerned about a guy who many of the people in Uganda say has been dead for 6+ years, or at least been missing. But, you know, we see this child with playing with explosives and AK-47s, and nobody cares about that.
You know, it's actually, I've seen examples in the mainstream media where they made it heroic or, you know, understandable that the rebels were using child soldiers in Syria. It's repulsive. But I did want to make a few last points about the chemical weapons that we were speaking about before. You know, one thing is that, again, the claims are coming out of Israel in the first place, but Syria isn't signatory to the Chemical Weapons Convention. So the media, when it's claimed that Syria is breaking international law, it's completely false. And another country that isn't signatory to the Chemical Weapons Convention is Israel. So it's ironic that this information comes out from them. But Chuck Hagel, you know, at first he was saying that he was in disbelief about it, but then he said the direct quote was, the decision to reach this conclusion was made in the past 24 hours. So it's kind of like saying he decided to make a conclusion. So the conclusion wasn't made based on evidence, but you know, political expediency.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I did want to say that if the Syrian military were to use chemical weapons, then why would they use it on a small scale as is claimed here?
Right.
Wouldn't that defeat the purpose of chemical weapons, which is to cause mass destruction?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be simpler just to shoot the insurgents rather than use these small-scale chemical weapons? So it's really a bizarre claim, and there's no evidence yet whatsoever. And even if they're coming up with evidence, it could just as easily be the FSA who have been using it, for which we have evidence of. And, you know, again, this is more excuse to create war just as it was in Europe.
Exactly. When we see these kind of claims come up, we all ought to be skeptical. We all ought to demand a burden of proof that is much higher than we've seen in the past. You know, you always hear those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. That's usually said about a generational ignorance. That's about something that's happened a long time ago. This is something that we saw happen just 10 years ago. And in this article that Jakari references on InfoWars.com, Curveball, let me just fill this in for people who are listening on the radio, that's the alias of the Iraqi defector who basically fabricated claims about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. And the British Independent has an article here that says, the man whose weapons of mass destruction lies led to 100,000 deaths confesses all. A defector is going to tell how U.S. officials sexed up his fictions. We don't want to see
that. We'll cover that in just 1 second. But real fast here, and girl, how can people get in touch with you?
Oh, please, if you could find my channel on YouTube, it's Syrian Girl Partisan. And I also have a Facebook, Partisan Girl, and a Twitter account, Partisan Girl.
All right, thank you so much, Syrian Girl. We'll be right back with 5 minutes overdrive. Myself, David Knight, Syrian Girl, you're welcome if you want to come as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.